release of Phase One Commutation Hearing for Jesus Jimenez, ADC number 228532. Mr. Jimenez is currently serving a 16-year sentence for attempted murder in the second degree. He does not have any detainments that are currently on him. This is the incident that occurred when Mr. Jimenez was out drinking with some friends, and according to other witnesses, they could hear the victim and Mr. Jimenez arguing in the front bedroom. The victim then left the trailer, leaving them in the trailer. Mr. Jimenez then followed him. Shortly thereafter, they heard the victim screaming, and at which time they observed that Mr. Jimenez stabbing the victim on top of him, stabbing him, and then they kicked him off of him. He received severe injuries. The victim, Mr. Jimenez, stated that he believes the defendant that he was getting screwed. In this case, it was the victim's own fault that he was stabbed because he was teasing him and the defendant that had been arguing, and he was teasing the defendant when he left. Mr. Jimenez still upset because he was teasing him, then proceeded to pursue him outside and attacked him from behind and stabbed him numerous times in an attempt to kill him. Had not been for the other witnesses who observed him on top of him stabbing him, and Mr. Bobby may have actually killed Mr. Jimenez. He said that it wasn't his intent to kill him, however, he did want to punish him for teasing him. He does have a history of a violent history. Misconduct involving weapons, unlawful means of transportation, custodial interference, driving on a suspended license, possession of drug paraphernalia, criminal damage, false reporting to law enforcement, failure to pay a police officer, premise damage and failure to comply. Prior to the court sentences documents, he was did a plea agreement. He was actually charged with attempted murder, second degree, aggravated assault, no account of aggravated assault and misconduct involving weapons. As a result of his plea agreement to the 16 years for the attempt murder, second degree, the court dismissed the charges on aggravated assault, two counts of aggravated assault and misconduct involving weapons. At the court, filed those other three charges on him, which were all felony charges, he would have received much more time than actually he did for the attempted murder second degree charge. I do not feel that the sentence that he received was excessive. He did receive the aggravated term for the offense, however, because the other charges were dismissed and because of his past criminal history, I do not believe that the sentence was excessive. And there was a letter attached to the report from the Yavapai County Attorney's Office with the objection of any commutation for Mr. Jimenez. However, I'm going to go to listen to the rest of my colleagues working with this situation. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to make a motion to not pass Mr. Jimenez on to Phase 2.
Agreed.
That would conclude the hearing at this time.